Live on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the INMO say members in the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital are concerned for the people of Donegal as the abnormal has now been accepted by local management as normal. Police are treating last evening's fire at Herdman's Mill in Siam Mills as arson. It's been confirmed that a Donegal meat plant has reopened under new ownership. However, 100 farmers are still awaiting payment for cattle they supplied to the previous company. And the Gaelic of the Inishowen Municipal District says he will be urging Irish Water to carry out proper treatment works to address an ongoing issue at Ladies Bay in Buncrana. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the INMO have called for an independent review of the admitting and discharging processes at Letterkenny University Hospital. In a statement issued today, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation say members working in the emergency department at the hospital are fearful for the people of Donegal as the abnormal has now been accepted by local management as normal. The union claims the hospital did not implement the nationally agreed full capacity protocol in its entirety this week, with INMO members very concerned for patients. Maura Hickey is INMO Industrial Relations Officer.
I would just like to remind you, I called for this review a number of months ago, and I asked politicians and local representatives to support me in my call for this review, because I believe that there are processes that can be improved in relation to admitting and discharging at the hospital and the referral pathways that are out there in the community, from the community into the hospital, from GPs, community hospitals, and likewise from the hospital discharging people back out to the community and to community hospitals and nursing homes. One of the major points I was trying to make, that the staff in the hospital are actually very in the ED department, and I'd say on the wards, but it was the ED department I was up in on Tuesday. It was like Beirut. There were bodies sitting, standing, lying on trolleys everywhere. Those are very difficult and pressurizing conditions to expect anybody to work on a daily basis. And that is the reality for the frontline staff in the ED department in Letterkenny. And the abnormal, what was abnormal, is now appearing to become accepted as the normal. It's kind of, oh, well, we only have, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 today as opposed to 30 or 32. That's not acceptable. That's not a standard of health care that the people of Donegal and the taxpayers of Donegal pay their taxes to be provided to them.
The interim HSE chief says individuals will be held accountable for failings in the cervical check programme if required. The Public Accounts Committee has heard from witnesses as they try to find out who knew what and when. John Conhin told the PAC this morning that lessons must be learned during the Scully inquiry and from any subsequent inquiries.
If there is a requirement to hold individuals to account on a personal basis, we will do so. In that respect, the Scully inquiry and subsequent inquiries will be important for the independence of their views and to allow due process and fair procedures to be followed. We will then learn lessons from recent weeks, not least the ability to say sorry.
The fire service are currently working to bring a gorse fire under control in Bombeg. It's believed that the blaze started this afternoon in the Brunalach area, with crews remaining at the scene this evening. Local councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbig is reminding people to be cautious during this period of warm weather.
Again, to be very conscious that while putting out ashes or anything that can cause fire, because when gorse fires take a hold, it makes it very difficult for the community and the fire service to tackle it. And we've seen too many gorse fires in the west and other parts of the county. So again, I couldn't emphasise strong enough for the public to be just very careful in that.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says he will be urging Irish Water to carry out proper treatment works to address an ongoing issue at Ladies Bay in Buncrana. The bathing water at the beach was deemed sufficient in the latest Environmental Protection Agency's report. According to the EPA, Ladies Bay appears to exhibit some low-level pollution, possibly arising from storm overflow discharges. Councillor Jack Murray says there has been an ongoing issue with insufficient surge treatment in the area and is calling for it to be addressed arrest without further delay.
This report for compliance, the calls have been going on for years to install a tertiary treatment plant for all the effluent to be running into to Ladies Bay Buncrana. Ladies Bay Buncrana is a very popular tourist attraction. It's one of the popular beaches, I'd say, in County Donegal. So to have it flagged up again has just been sufficient, while others in the county are excellent. Further compliance, I need to put in proper treatment works to address that problem. And I'll be raising that with Irish Water our next meeting in Donegal County Council.
And does this constant grading of sufficient bring the long-term future of the beach into question?
Yeah, this is a problem we've known has existed for some time. It's something we've been calling for a number of years. But now when you see that Ladies Bay stands out in comparison to so many other beaches, that makes it now the beach that needs to be addressed. Our call is much, much stronger. And I would hope now that Irish Water would recognise that and they would work and move to address that as soon as possible.
€2.1 million in funding has been sanctioned to develop a new community facility in Donegal Town. The multi-purpose building is due to be complete by 2020 and will house a new public library, a family resource centre and the youth organisation Fogra. The Minister for Rural and Community Development has allocated €1 million in funding, with the remainder being provided by Donegal County Council. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is hopeful the estimated timeframe can be met.
These facilities are absolutely essential for the town, not only Donegal town itself, but indeed for all of the surrounding areas. Now, this is the initial stage, the announcement of 2.1 million, and of course there are a number of hoops to be gone through yet, but I, together with all of the other public representatives, shall be exerting the necessary pressure to bring this to a conclusion.
And it is envisaged that conclusion will happen in just in 2020 indeed, so a few years down the line should see the facility complete.
Oh, I would expect so, because the town urgently requires this, but of course you have to go through the statutory process, the plans, the design, the planning permission and the invitation to tender and the building of this. So about 2 years would be a realistic time frame.
It's been confirmed that a Donegal meat plant has reopened under new ownership. Edenmore Farm Meats in Lifford closed in 2016, with the company dissolved in January of this year. C&J Meats, an Armagh-based company, have taken over the plant, with slaughtering resumed. Before its closure, a number of protests were held by local farmers outside the meat plant, as it was claimed some were owed a substantial amount of money. Paul Mooney, news correspondent with Irish Farmers Journal, has revealed that 100 farmers are still awaiting payment for cattle they supplied, with one farmer owed payment for over 40 cattle.
It's a complicated situation. So many farmers will be glad that this plant looks like it's going to reopen now and resume, you know, slaughtering and butchering activities. But of course, the farmers who are owed money, they're spread across maybe Donegal and some neighbouring counties there. You know, they're obviously very concerned and want to get paid for the cattle that they would have supplied in. So the plant opened under new ownership at C&J Meats, who are based near Craigavon there in County Armagh. They have purchased the plant, so they told me, from the receiver, which would have been appointed back in the early times by AIB Bank. They have now resumed slaughtering there. They've done a number of days, and my understanding is that they're hoping kind of to step up, you know, the number of days of activity that they will be doing over coming months.
And in regards to this lost money for the farmers, their livelihoods, this is a completely different company, so we don't know if there is any comeback yet from that.
We certainly don't know. These things are obviously very complicated. The company that was operating the plant before, which was Edenmore Farm Meats, that was wound up and dissolved back in January 2018, just a number of months ago, no longer exists. Farmers, of course, you know, won't be surprised to hear that. These are the farmers that are owed money, about 100 farmers, and well, I think well over a million in total. It's very hard to figure out how much money is owed to farmers in this kind of situation, but it's pretty substantial anyway. So that company dissolved and gone, and a separate company has now come in, and the farmers involved and the farm organisations, IFA, for example, there are saying that these farmers have to be paid for the cattle. And they want to talk to the new owners of the plant about that. So we just don't know what's going to happen next.
The Taoiseach has said the government will need to question whether there will be a Brexit withdrawal agreement at all if there's no substantial progress by June. The final deadline for an agreement between the UK and EU is October, but European leaders will gather next month to check on progress. As the Brexit talks continue, Leo Varadkar is meeting British Prime Minister Theresa May on the sidelines of a summit in Sofia today. Speaking in the Bulgarian capital, the Taoiseach said they've yet to see a workable alternative to the backstop agreement. agreement to prevent a hard border in Northern Ireland.
If the United Kingdom wants to put forward alternatives to that, whether it's alternative text in the backstop or whether it's some sort of alternative future relationship between the UK and the EU, we're willing to examine that, but we need to see it written down in black and white. We need to know that it's workable and legally operable, and we've yet to see anything that remotely approaches that.
Police are treating last evening's fire at Herdman's Mill in Symills as arson. The PSNI have confirmed that the fire was deliberately started sometime before 7:30, with emergency services battling the blaze before eventually bringing it under control just before midnight. Police have expressed their safety concerns surrounding the mill due to this latest blaze, previous incidents and the subsequent damage caused. Local councillor Patsy Kelly says action needs to be taken to protect what is left of this historic building.
Nobody is doing nothing, and I did it last night, asked council last night to see, is there steps, is there any legislation that we can do to help protect this building now and save what's left of it, because it is a historic building at Tintin Mill.
In terms of the damage that was caused last night and then combined with the other fires that have happened in the past, there mustn't be much left to preserve at this point.
Yes, you're right, there's not much left. There's one section to the left, if you're looking at the factory, the trust had done up, but there's not much left because, I don't know if this is intentional, but the fire, I was up there last night and speaking to the firemen, they thought the fire spread very quickly because it went up on floors and to roofs. So when you're looking at the building, there isn't much left.
Meanwhile, police in Derry are appealing for witnesses following a report that a number of vehicles were set on fire in the Garrymore Place area of Strathfoyle in the early hours of this morning. The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service have confirmed that this was a deliberate ignition, with the PSNI now treating the incident as arson. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Sergeant Adrian Brogan says officers arrived at the scene at 1:30 a.m. At that stage, one car, a white BMW 3 Series, was engulfed in flames, and a second, a blue Renault Clio, was also on fire. The garage doors at the house were also well alight, and there was scorch damage to a neighbouring garage. Police are keen to speak to two males who were spotted in the area close to the address in a dark-coloured car. It was reported that they threw liquid over one of the cars and set it alight before driving away at speed. The car was seen travelling from Garrymore Place down Clonmean Drive and onto the Temple Road. Police say they are treating the incident as arson and have confirmed that there were no injuries. Anyone who has information regarding the incident is urged to come forward.
Sport on Highland. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for brighter days with everything you need to get active this summer.
It's now 5:15 and time for the sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We are going to start with news of cycling. And Ireland's Sam Bennett has won a second stage of this year's Giro d'Italia. He claimed today's 12th stage in a rain-affected sprint on the racetrack at Imola. Bennett's stage one matches a feat achieved by Stephen Roach in the Giro in 1987, and he says it's a special day.
I think the way it happened, I had to go so early and I actually held it off, and I was trying to watch it in my last interview on the screen below, but it's a nice way to win. It gives me confidence.
Simon Yates retains the leader's pink jersey with a 47-second advantage over Tom Dumoulin. In golf, La Hinch has been named as the venue for the 2019 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. Paul McGinley will host the event, which will be held at the West Clare Golf Course just days before the Open in Portrush. 2014 Ryder Cup captain McGinley says he is delighted to head the event at the venue of his choice.
I think it was important that we kind of separated in terms of the size of the country away from the upper part of the country where most people will be going to the Open, open up a new market down there in the southwest of Ireland on an iconic golf course. And obviously a Lynx golf course was of paramount importance, particularly next year with the Open being in Portrush.
Well, Paul added that his role as host is more than just ceremonial.
When Wales was the week before the Ryder Cup, when I was captain, I made sure that Wales was set up identically in terms of rough heights, fairway widths, green speeds, so that the players could come and kind of experience firsthand the similar setup to what was going to be the same, going to be the case in Gleneagles, and that's what I plan on doing next year.
And of course, the Irish Open for 2018 this year is taking place, as we all know, at Ballyliffin Golf Club in Inishowen. Next year, it will be in Clare in Lahinch. In Gaelic Games, former Offaly manager Stephen Wallace has denied claims that he lost the dressing room. The Kerry native has been relieved of his duties following Sunday's shock Leinster Championship defeat to Wicklow. Wallace claims he had the full backing of the squad. He also refutes the county board's claims that his dismissal was due to a 12-week suspension for an incident during a Kerry intermediate club match.
The suspension became an issue when we lost the football game. Let's be clear with this. I was in constant contact with the county board. They were fully aware of my situation before the Wicklow game, and it wasn't a problem, but it's a major issue because we have lost the Wicklow game, you know. So what a difference a game makes, to use a cliche.
Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, Monaghan will look to upset Tyrone's plans of winning three Ulster titles in a row this weekend. The rivals meet in the provincial quarter-final on Sunday at Hayley Park in Omagh. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart says the opposition are a potent force.
They're a very strong league. They've been in Division 1 for a number of years now. They've been sort of re-establishing themselves as a very, very potent force. Like, they've still got very seasoned campaigners, but they've a lot of good new and young players in there as well. So they've a lot more support, I suppose. For years there, they were saying there was Conor McManus was their forward link kind of thing, or if you could negate him, there wasn't much of another threat. But then Jack McCarron is showing us how he can score. Young Conor McCarthy, you know, our boys who can play good football. We know where the posts are, and certainly there's nobody could say that Conor McManus doesn't have support in the forward line now.
There's more from Mickey Hart, the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. On the soccer front, it's injury worries once again for Finn Harps ahead of Friday night's First Division clash with Cove Ramblers at Finn Park. Along with Gareth Harkin and Liam Walsh, who have been out for a while, Keith Cowan is also out with a hamstring injury, and there's doubts too over Paddy McCourt, Mark Tumlin, Kieran Collin, Adam Duffy. Aidan Friel's return has been the only positive this week. Manager Ollie Horgan will again have to dip into the under-19 setup to fill the voids. In the Northwest Women's Super League, the round three matches will be played tonight. Laggan Harps against Fannage United. Cairn Donagh will meet Mobile Celtic. Bonnygee United host Clonmany Shamrocks, and Greencastle FC are making the trip to Ellis Celtic in another all-Inishowen affair. 7:30 is the kick-off time there to those matches. It was another action-packed afternoon at the Northwest 200, with qualifying taking place on the Portrush Road circuit. Glenn Irwin clinched Superbike pole, while Alistair Seeley was top off the Super Sport and Super Stock qualifying. There's racing this evening, with riders competing in the opening Super Sport, Super Stock and Super Twins races. The main day of racing is, of course, this coming Saturday. Finally, the local sports fraternity celebrated another memorable year at the City Hotel on Wednesday night, as Derry City and Strabane District Council hosted the 2018 Derry and Strabane Sports Awards. A total of 16 awards were presented on the night, as Strabane runner Anne-Marie McGlynn's record-breaking season was recognised with the overall Sports Star of the Year award. That is it, Michaela. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisín. Irish Water are currently working to repair a burst water main in the Burntfoot area. The utility have advised customers that supply disruptions may be experienced in Burntfoot, Inch Island and surrounding areas. Works are estimated to be completed by 10 o'clock tonight. And a new tourism strategy has been launched in Derry today, which will include plans to connect the city with Donegal's Wild Atlantic Way. Derry City and Strabane District Council's Tourism 2025 strategy is a 7-year plan to transform Derry's tourism industry and develop the region as a hub destination, connecting the Wild Atlantic Way and the Causeway Coastal Route. Jennifer McKeever is president of Derry's Chamber of Commerce. She says it's about ease of access for tourists throughout the Northwest region.
Derry and Strabane District Council tourism strategy, but of course, being a regional and cross-border city as we are, it is a tourism strategy that will reflect both the aspirations and the ambitions, I think, of the whole tourism industry right across the Northwest.
And there is an aim to connect the Wild Atlantic Way and the Causeway Coastal Route as well.
Geographically, we're already there. We are very much the city, the destination that does connect those two routes. Both of which have been hugely successful in their international marketing. So it follows that we as a city would want to make sure that we are both attracting visitors for our own destination, but also making it really easy for visitors, whether they're starting on the Causeway Coastal Route, to reach the Wild Atlantic Way or to do it in the other way around.
It's been confirmed that this coming Friday is the closing date for the receipt of tenders for a visitor management plan in Inishowen. It will be used as the basis for all tourism development planning across the peninsula, with the third phase of the proposed Mullenhead improvements at the centre of the plan. Meanwhile, the second phase of the Mullenhead improvements, including the new toilet block, will open on Friday week, May the 25th. Local councillor Martin McDermott says with a major increase in visitor numbers, it's a very important time for Mullenhead and the whole of Inishowen.
The big thing here is that we want to try and keep visitors in Mullenhead and the peninsula for a longer period of time, so that opportunity is there then for businesses, so that there's extra money being spent in the area and everybody's getting a benefit out of it. And that's what this is all about, and that's what tourism is about at the end of the day. And if we can do that, it will be beneficial for everybody in Inishowen.
For weather now, staying dry for the rest of the day with sunny spells and lighter moderate south to southeast winds. There will be a mixture of cloudy periods and clear spells tonight, with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, INMO have called for an independent review of the admitting and discharging processes at Letterkenny University Hospital. In a statement issued today, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation say members working in the emergency department at the hospital are fearful for the people of Donegal, as the abnormal has now been accepted by local management as normal. The fire service are currently working to bring a gorse fire under control in Bombay. It's believed that the blaze started this afternoon in the Brunelach area, with crews remaining at the scene this evening. The Gaelor of the Inishowen Municipal District says he will be urging Irish Water to carry out proper treatment works to address an ongoing issue at Ladies Bay in Buncrana. It's after the bathing water at the beach was deemed sufficient in the latest Environmental Protection Agency's report. And police are treating last evening's fire at Herdman's Mill in Sye Mills as arson. The PSNI have confirmed that the fire was deliberately started sometime before 7:30, with emergency services battling the blaze before eventually bringing it under control just before midnight. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, May the 17th. The death has taken place of Hugh McLafferty Gortahork. His remains will repose at his home in Gortahork from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Joan Gallen, née McDermott, 42 Meeting House Street, Strabane, and formerly of Lifford. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Saturday afternoon at 2:55 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 3 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Church of the Immaculate Conception Restoration Fund at Kerv Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary Ruddy Rye Fulcara. Her remains are reposing at the family home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 10 o'clock. Donations, if desired, to Megan's Relay for Life at Kerv Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Kathleen Lynch, Shore Lane, Carrick Moor, St Johnston, formerly Coyle of Cool Cranford. Remains are reposing at her late residence this evening from 6 o'clock. Removal on Saturday afternoon at 12:20, going to St Bethan's Church, St Johnston, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, Kerv Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Catherine Tressa Doherty, late of Birmingham, England, and formerly of Meadow Moor at Quigley's Point. Removal from Collins's funeral premises, Kildaff, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, going to her son Kevin's residence, No. 4 Marshall's Road, Drung, Quigley's Point. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 12:15 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery, Bogan, Kildaff. The death has taken place of William Allen, St Union's Terrace, Rafoe, and formerly of Montgomery, Glen McQuinn. Remains are reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy this evening from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral service at Gibson's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, and burial afterwards in the family plot in Rafoe Presbyterian Church.
The death has taken place of Michelle McGuigan, 17 St Mary's Drive, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmont at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Bertha McCluskey, Listillion, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards to Newlech Cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and house strictly private before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Liam Burke, Ballandreit, Bombeg, and formerly of Portneuf. His remains are reposing at his residence in Bombeg. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock and house private after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations are due to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Ciarán Rorty Funeral Director.